Welcome to episode 1478 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are taking a break from a series on the Acts of the Apostles, but we will be back soon with new episodes that feature apostles like James and John, the Sons of Thunder, Paul, and many more. Follow us wherever you can find podcasts, including now on YouTube. But for now, we are anchoring this week's episodes in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, in which Paul writes, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach one another with gratitude in your hearts." We are sharing that message of Christ in song. "Crown Him with Many Crowns" is unusual among the great Christian hymns because the version most often sung today is the work of two 19th century hymn writers. Matthew Bridges, an English poet and hymn writer, wrote the original hymn in 1851. Bridges had been raised Anglican, but converted to Roman Catholicism in 1848. His hymn was inspired particularly by the vision of the victorious Christ in Revelation 19.
"His eyes are blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns."
Each stanza considers a different aspect of Christ's identity and work, celebrating him as the Lamb upon the throne, the Lord of love, the Lord of peace, and the eternal King. One of Bridges' most memorable images invites worshipers to look upon Christ's wounded hands and side, transforming the scars of Calvary into everlasting signs of his redeeming love. More than 20 years later, Godfrey Thring, an Anglican priest and prolific hymn writer, composed additional verses. Some Protestants had been uncomfortable with portions of Bridges' original hymn because of its Roman Catholic imagery. Thring's 1874 version emphasized themes more readily shared across Protestant traditions. His best-known contribution is the stanza beginning, "Crown Him the Lord of Life," celebrating Christ's resurrection and victory over the grave. Modern hymnals commonly combine verses by Bridges and Thring. The familiar melody, "Dia Domata," was composed by English organist Sir George Job Elvey in 1868. Its majestic character helped make the hymn a lasting favorite. At its heart, "Crown Him with Many Crowns" moves from Calvary to triumph. The Jesus who once wore a crown of thorns now wears many crowns. The Lamb who was slain has conquered death and reigns forever. The hymn invites every believer to join heaven's worship and crown Christ Lord of all. We offer today a modern version of that hymn, "Crown Him."
Worthy, worthy, then lift up your voice. triumphed o'er the grave, who rose victorious from the strife for those he came to save. Death thought that it had won the fight, the stone had sealed the door. But morning came, the grave gave way, and Jesus lives forevermore.
He lives,
he lives,
he lives.
Jesus lives forevermore. Death couldn't hold him,
he lives.
The grave couldn't keep him, and because he lives,
we shall live.
Who is the King of glory?
Jesus.
Who conquered death and hell?
Jesus.
Who holds all power?
Jesus.
Who reigns forever?
Jesus.
Every knee
shall bow,
every tongue
confess
that Jesus Christ
is Lord.
Crown him the Lord of heaven, one with the Father known, one with the Spirit through him given from yonder glorious throne. To you be endless praise, for you for us have died. Be thou, O Lord, through endless days, adored and magnified. Crown him
King of kings.
Crown him
Lord of lords.
Prince of peace.
Crown him risen king.
Crown him Lamb of God. Great I am, Son of God.
Crown him.
Crown him
Jesus King forever.
Crown him.
Crown him.
Crown him.
No one reigns above you.
Every nation,
every tongue,
let heaven and earth become one song. Hallelujah to the Son.
Crown him Lord of all.
He reigns, he reigns,
he reigns,
he reigns,
he reigns
forever.
He reigns
yesterday.
He reigns
today. Forevermore he reigns. Let heaven crown him.
Crown him.
Let the nations crown him.
The one who wore a crown of thorns now wears the crown of victory, reminding us that suffering and death never had the final word. Because Jesus is the Lord of love and the Lord of life, we can trust him not only with our worship, but with every part of our lives. Crown Him with Many Crowns invites us to do more than sing about Christ's reign. It calls us to surrender our hearts and live each day as though Jesus truly is Lord of all. Father, thank you for giving us your Son, who endured the cross, conquered the grave, and now reigns in glory. Help us to crown Jesus Lord not only with our words and worship, but through our choices, priorities, and the way we love and serve others. May our lives join the song of heaven in declaring that Christ alone is worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.